You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The Ecosystem Approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. Today's show is about business productivity and individual productivity. If you're thinking to yourself, sounds boring, well, I did, but our approach is very interesting, and I guarantee that you've never heard this perspective before. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the ecosystem approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Okay, Jason, whenever someone talks about business productivity or just being more productive, I think about techniques that add structure or force people to act in a certain way. What is so different about the way we look at productivity?
Well, and to address your first comment about being boring.
Okay.
You know, I realize it sounds boring. It sounded boring to me, but everybody in their life at some point wants to be more productive.
True. That's true.
You know, and it's a very, very common motivation.
Okay.
But we do it all wrong. And our approach is really unique. And it's one of the few approaches that would actually feel good.
Okay.
So let's talk about it.
All right.
We see productivity from the perspective of one's emotional story. Productivity today, common methods use programming approaches that are not sustainable and emotionally toxic for people. Okay. It's sort of like a crack the whip, you know, here, do these structures and then force yourself to do them every single day.
Okay.
Make it a habit, you know, beat yourself up. You know, there's shame in there. There's heaviness in there. If you don't have a lot of energy, if you're depressed,
okay,
it's hard to implement stuff like that.
True.
But when you look a little bit deeper, we see what's really there and know that what's really there can be cleared using the ecosystem approach.
Meaning such as emotional blocks.
Yes.
And things that are connected to people's stories.
Yes.
Lack
of productivity, the root cause, if you look deeper, if you look under the surface, the root cause of productivity problems is always comes from your emotional story. Then you can clear that.
Yeah.
You know, and some of these things are not simply cleared, like just 1, 2, 3. It's not like that.
Okay.
You know, some of these traumas have been with us for a while. You know, we're still working on traumas that we had from childhood.
Correct.
And we're old, you know, so.
Wait.
So let me explain a little bit more. Okay.
Okay.
Your emotional story and how does it affect your productivity? Well, we all have a story about how we grew up. Your emotional story, what we call your emotional story,
correct,
is not what happened to you as a child, but how you felt about it as a child. And even if you were in the same family, your responses to what happened to you as a child could be very, very different.
Now, I know in my family, that is absolutely the truth.
So often people in the same household grow up with different feelings about what happened.
Right.
And it's the feelings that block us and our productivity, not the actual experiences. Now, so many people say, I don't want to go back there. I don't want to deal with my emotional story.
Right.
I just, you know, I've got a goal. I'm going to focus on that goal. I'm going to do that.
Okay.
The problem is that you can say that, but it still does.
Yeah.
We've had so many people come to us over the years and say, oh, I've worked on that, or I've you know, I don't want to deal with that old stuff. I want to just focus on this objective that I have right here.
Right.
It doesn't work that way.
Well, and you know, I do want to say this. I've had a lot of people say, "Oh, I've already worked on that. I've done that one to death, so to speak." And the answer that my comment is that, well, if I can still see it, then it's not all gone.
Yes, exactly. And so many people, they've done something superficial and they think, oh, it's done.
Exactly.
Here's the difference.
Okay.
If your car breaks down.
Okay.
Think about, she had a car that when we met was just awful. And we literally, when we drove to trade it in, it literally died in the dealer's parking lot.
It did.
Boom. You know, and we got out. That was it. No longer.
And I remember saying, "Good riddance."
Yes. So, but the point is that if you fix something, you fix an engine.
Okay.
It's back to where it should be.
Well, you expect it to be back where it should
be. Okay. Yeah, if it's fixed right, yes. It does. That's a machine.
Yes, that's true. But we're not machines.
I've got a secret for everybody. If you're out there and you think you're a machine, you're not. You can act like a machine. You can think you can act like a machine, but you're not a machine. So when these traumas happen in childhood,
mm-hmm.
and we think we do some things over here and some things over here and we're done, the energy is still attached. And that's why the ecosystem approach is so powerful, because we can see that attachment, that negative energy, and that's what needs to be cleared.
Correct.
So how does your emotional story affect your productivity? Well,
okay,
you know, there are emotional stories that create lazy employees, unmotivated employees, employees that make a lot of mistakes, employees that can't make a decision, employees that make bad decisions. The list is infinite, okay?
And there are employees that think that their way is the only way.
Well, yes, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And you're trying to work as a team. How do you do that when, you know, someone's not working as a team?
Exactly.
The chances are there's something in their emotional story that keeps them from working like a machine.
Yes.
So when I first met you, I was friends with your boss, and I had her position previously, and you were coming to her all the time asking if this is right, you know, should I do this? And you always had it right. You were doing the right thing as appropriate. And, but when now that I look at your emotional story,
you know what I was looking for.
She wanted approval, number one. And number two, she needed, because when she did something wrong, when she was growing up, she was literally physically hurt.
Physically hurt. That's correct.
And so that was part of her emotional story. That could have been cleared. Or if someone could have addressed it and said, okay, you don't have to do this. You can do this. And let's, just a simple question like, Patricia, why do you always feel the need to ask for approval?
Correct.
And she might have given them an answer.
Well, yes, but I'm going to jump in and say one of the things that I had no idea what neediness was about. It wasn't part of, you know, I didn't understand it growing up. And but what I realized because of the ecosystem approach, I started learning what neediness was all about, and it changed everything.
Yes.
Because I didn't need it anymore. I cleared it.
By the way, if you're thinking, I don't have a business, why am I listening to this? If you have a family.
Yes.
The same things apply to being functional within a family.
That's correct.
And the parents, the emotional story of the parents always affects the kids.
Always.
And it keeps going and going and going.
Correct.
The other thing is that the owner or the manager or the founder of a company.
Correct.
Their emotional story is also always the most significant. And I see these consultants talk about changing the culture of a company.
Yes.
A small company, whatever.
Yes.
And they do things. They have different aspects, that sort of thing. They different rules and
correct.
expectations, that sort of thing.
Correct.
And maybe they do a mission statement, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But all companies have an energy. Mm-hmm. And all companies have an emotional story, usually that's right aligned with the founder or the
right.
boss.
Right.
And that affects everything, no matter how big the company is.
Or how small.
Well, in this case, I'm talking about how big. Because okay. a big company, you would think the founder, you know, the janitor, it wouldn't affect the janitor, but it does. You know, where we used to work,
yes.
they had, I don't know, 400 or 500 employees.
500,
you
actually.
Know, and the founder was granddaughter of the founder, and her personality, oh my gosh, it was awful, but it affected everybody, literally everybody.
Exactly.
So the other thing I want to say just before we go to the key points is I have this thing in the Age of Aquarius about businesses.
Yes.
And you may not be have a business, but I guarantee you your career is like a business. So as we start talking about businesses going forward,
true.
I think the world can change by having small business change in the way that's consistent with the Age of Aquarius. And that's kind of why we're doing some of these shows. So stay tuned.
Okay. So Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
A person's group emotional person or a group's emotional story is always the root of productivity, as well as the productivity for the organization.
Correct.
The certain environments and personality types activates a person's emotional story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there are certain bosses that would activate Patricia's emotional story more than others.
Right.
And anybody else's for that matter. And owner's emotional story affects the whole company, and the culture is often a reflection of that story. Mm-hmm. And that you cover and heal your emotional story for better productivity as the owner or even as an employee.
Nice. In the next segment, we're going to talk about some common emotional stories and how they directly affect individual and collective productivity. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shake the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness. Be a champion for yourself, and we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Are you trying to figure out the best way to learn about your life purpose and how to access your soul gifts? Let Adrienne Cobb introduce you to the power behind her Wild Magic membership. Adrienne's Wild Magic membership is a one-of-a-kind, ongoing monthly program designed to connect you to your own life mastery and to live in a more expanded consciousness with your tribes of light. To learn more, visit mywildmagic.com. That is mywildmagic.com.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to continue to talk about some common emotional stories and how they directly affect individual and collective productivity. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Jason, tell me how someone's emotional story can affect someone's personal productivity or the productivity of the group.
Well, it frames our motives and how we see work and the world in general.
Okay.
So here are some examples of emotional stories and how they affect productivity.
Okay.
One of the things that you talked about last time was neediness.
Yes.
And neediness is, it has sort of an obnoxious connotation.
It does.
We see human neediness has gone gone crazy. Simply put, because we're not getting our needs from internally, from our essence.
Met.
Yes. So we get them from each other.
Yeah.
So if I say, hi, how are you doing? Pass the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting fed in a way, energetically getting fed.
Correct. Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. The problem is that if you have a whole bunch of needy people in your company,
mm-hmm.
they're all going to be talking and socializing all day and not getting any work done.
Okay. You know?
So, and then the reverse can be true. You know, they can be just so focused. Maybe they're introverted. Maybe they've been traumatized by other people. So they'd rather just focus on their work.
Yes.
You know, there's people that are like that who have been traumatized in childhood. They gravitate toward professions where it's exact. There's no ambiguity. Accounting, engineering, mm-hmm. science, you know, mm-hmm. where it's either this or that. And they don't have to have someone else determine, you know, whether they like what they did or not. And often people are traumatized that way.
Right.
When your parents are judgmental about what you do, no matter what, then you gravitate toward professions. Sometimes you gravitate toward professions that are unambiguous.
So let's
give some specifics.
Okay.
Procrastination.
All right.
That's usually based on judgment in your emotional story, fear of being abused, fear of responsibility of success.
Correct.
When you become successful, then you're even more under the gun to continue to be successful. And that's sometimes a burden for people who have been abused in childhood or have traumas.
Well, and the other thing is that need to people that have been abused in that way, their need for to control.
Yes.
Is huge.
Well, that's the next one.
Okay.
The need to control and need for perfection.
Mm-hmm.
That's trauma in childhood. Belief in perfection is safety.
Yeah.
If I'm perfect, then I'm going to be safe.
Yes.
And of course, that's not true. And it's an illusion,
right?
But it's an emotional compulsion.
Yes.
And those emotional compulsions are what keeps us, what blocks us from our productivity.
Okay.
So this is a great time to talk about how the Enneagram works, but let's talk about how humans work first.
Okay.
Trauma in childhood is an energy that's attached to until you remove it energetically.
Yes.
We were just talking about this.
The key there is remove it energetically.
You know, you can fix a car.
Yes.
And it's back the way it was. You can if an engine blows up, you mm-hmm. can rebuild it. So it's
right.
almost as good as new or maybe even better.
Right.
Okay. But a human being, they've been traumatized. They hold on to that until it's that trauma is removed. And trauma is an energy.
Yes.
And it has to be removed energetically.
Yes.
Now, we still have people come to us who have used an energetic approach.
Yes,
to
before.
Their childhood trauma.
Yes.
And we still see it, which is why we're an advocate, why we've created the ecosystem approach, because it doesn't let you off the hook that easily. But that's another story.
Okay.
So understand that what's attached to us in childhood stays there.
Yes.
And acts upon us.
Yes.
Over and over and over. Mm-hmm. if you feel like you were abused and your way of dealing with that is with outbursts and anger and drama, you're going to recycle that over
and over again. Yes.
I guarantee you someone, if you're listening right now, you know someone who seems to, the anger seems to recycle, the self-pity seems to recycle.
Correct.
The talking about whatever seems to recycle, the things recycle. And if you think that it doesn't recycle for you, maybe you won't want to think about that.
Yes, exactly.
So, you know, this is why we go inward and see our emotional story. The ecosystem approach is all about that.
Correct.
The Enneagram is a good tool to start to see your emotional story.
Correct.
So if you're a four, for example, fours are very emotional, very dramatic, very creative. Typically in childhood, the little assaults get magnified and they hold on to them.
That's true.
Fours hold on to those things forever. Sixes, my Enneagram type, need safety, security.
Correct.
You know, they're afraid that something's going to happen to them. That they don't want to break the rules. They don't want to make waves. They don't want to
and they certainly don't want somebody's judgment regarding what they're doing with their lives.
So if you know someone's Enneagram type in your company,
yes,
then you can have some sense of what their emotional story is.
Well, you know, we hadn't talked about this, but I happen to know a company whom has done this twice. They've called in what they considered experts, and these experts did not consider, not even once, the emotional story of any employees whatsoever, including the boss, including the main boss. And they, unfortunately, they set up these formulas of things, of the way things were, so they wanted things done, we'll say it that way. And the problem was, is the first time there was no consideration for somebody's emotional story as a child and what they brought to their job. But then the worst thing was, is that you weren't allowed to say anything about it.
Yeah.
And this entire company, they were just livid with the bosses because they allowed this to happen.
Yeah.
And it didn't work.
Sometimes when the boss puts forth a program for the employees, when the boss is the problem, and where we used to work, that happened. And
exactly.
There was a huge backlash because of that. Like, you know,
exactly.
It just fell flat.
Exactly. Exactly.
Know? So,
but understanding, I'm going to jump in and say, understanding the Enneagram type of not only you, but the employees that are around you will help you understand how to deal not only with you, but those employees, but help those employees know how to deal with you.
Yeah.
And it's pretty amazing because then there's not a lot of judgment on the table about what's what.
If you understand your emotional story and even put it on the table just a little bit.
Yes.
With the best expectations, it'll help your employees to deal with you in a way that's more productive.
Exactly.
And I guarantee you these blocks to productivity that we're talking about, you know, there's so many strategies and techniques out there that just don't work. And if you get to the emotions of it, the energies of it,
yes,
it can be amazing, but it takes a while.
Yes.
It's not a quick fix.
No. And there's one more thing here. You talked about, if you're looking at a family or your family, mm-hmm. understand that in a family, oftentimes the Enneagram, more people have the same Enneagram type in a family.
Or they're related
in some way.
I've meaning, seen that ones and twos and nines creates a lot of sixes.
Exactly.
As children.
Exactly.
You know, I've seen that relationship. But let's talk about some more specifics. We just have just a second.
Okay.
But like sixes and nines are prone to procrastination.
Yes.
Sevens, eights, and threes like to keep moving.
Yes.
They may not get it right, but they don't, you know, they'll finish the job even though it's not very good and keep going.
Correct.
And sevens and threes may not get a lot of work done because of talking and socializing, you know. But you know, it's
true.
Right person for the right job.
Correct.
But this is just begins to get you. It frames what the problem is.
Yes. Now,
if you see your business as an ecosystem, or your own personal, if you yourself as an ecosystem,
yes,
and or that you are your own business, your
yes.
career is your business,
yes,
then. Looking at it from the standpoint of being an ecosystem that needs to be sustainable
correct.
Over time
correct.
Is really, really valuable.
And
yeah.
And by using the ecosystem approach, you can start clearing things that are affecting not only you today, but affecting everyone around you as well. And believe it or not, a lot of negative energy and a lot of bad behavior starts to just melt away.
So if your business is yourself,
yes,
in your career, I guarantee you, if you start to use the ecosystem approach and soften your edges around your emotional story,
correct,
you'll be so much easier to work with. People will want to work with
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
Like working with you. Sometimes they like working with you too much, but that's, you know,
But also the productivity then becomes much higher.
Yes, in a way that's truly sustainable.
Exactly. So, Jason, with that said, what are the key points of this segment?
Productivity is always framed by the emotional story of the individual and the group. A person's Enneagram type is a shortcut to their emotional story and be the key to their productivity.
Mm-hmm.
Similar traumas don't necessarily create the same blocks to productivity.
Yes.
And the ecosystem approach shows you how to work with others so that you can help them clear for greater productivity.
In the next segment, we're going to talk about what a business or organization can do to help with productivity. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We are courageously expanding love on my new show, The Elizabeth Cunningham Show, every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join me and my guests where we talk about relationships, sex, love, and the ways we wish we could be but never thought were possible. Visit ElizabethAnnCunningham.com and subscribe.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or visit Susan's website at SusanDolce.com.
Are you tired of waking up and starting your day already feeling overwhelmed and anxious? Join me, Laura Goldstein, for Coffee with the Universe, where we talk how to start the day feeling calm, collected, and confident instead. Tune in every third Tuesday of the month at 2 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit www.cwtu.net for show details.
Want to ignite your best life full of joy, passion, and purpose? Then join me, Stephanie James, for The Spark, Wednesday nights, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and learn how together we can illuminate the world. Learn more on StephanieJames.world. The best is yet to come.
Learn how to lead a happier life on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about what a business or organization can do to help with productivity. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the ecosystem approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Okay, Jason, I can imagine anyone with a business doesn't want to get personal with their employees or be their therapist, of course. They just want them to work and get the job done. What do you say to those employers?
Well, unfortunately, especially today, I would suggest that those employers are uncomfortable with emotional issues.
Yes.
And it's probably because of your emotional story. But I also suspect that those kind of companies are more prone to high turnover and employees who are not loyal. You know, so, you know, you almost it's almost like a family thing. It's the same thing in your family, you know. Yeah. If you don't talk about some of these things with you don't create an environment where you can talk about
some of the issues.
Some of the issues with your family, then
true.
There's these big blocks. Mm-hmm. Not only to what, you know, families aren't considered, aren't needed to be productive, but to be functional. And, you know, if you can't talk about the emotions, you can't be functional. Mm-hmm. And so it's the same thing. Now, I've been bringing up these business topics for a while now. And it's because in the age of Aquarius, where it's a promise of greater democracy and individual freedom.
Okay.
I think that can start happening at the level of small business. Oh. I don't think big corporations are able to move and weave, and they're more likely to do lip service or do something that looks good, but not something that really is true. But small business can change the world by just creating a place where they can see their business as an ecosystem, and each person is their own ecosystem that needs to be nurtured and supported and helped.
Yeah.
And so people say, well, okay, how do you implement this? You know, that's the other thing that people have in the back of their mind. Well, you know, we just did this for a company where we created a selection of meditations.
Yes.
Which are basically clearings. And, you know, we can target those to businesses. It can be done. And it's just a matter of, just imagine in your business if you said, okay, we have this list of meditations that you can do for yourself, maybe do a couple classes about the Enneagram and knowing your emotional story, and then let the employees choose once a day to have a 15-minute meditation with headphones.
Yes.
So they're not disruptive, and make it a part of the culture that it's okay, and that if someone's meditating, they you know, get a pass from the phone or whatever interruptions
exactly
for those 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. It's very, very doable. And you just have to think a little bit outside of the box.
Okay. Okay.
So,
I like that.
Here's the other thing. We see a business as an ecosystem.
Yes.
And we see that those individuals in that ecosystem, if you develop them, there's a huge benefit to a company to have people stick around and be part of that ecosystem for a long period of time.
Correct.
The paradigm today is to, if your employee is being dysfunctional, you get rid of them.
Yes.
You know, or you use them up until they
quit.
Yeah, they can't pretend anymore, and they blow up.
Yes.
You know, I was telling Patricia earlier, there was an accountant told me one time about one of her tax accountants during tax season quit abruptly and went to go find herself. Well, if you have an ecosystem approach to your employees, they're not going to just blow up and just go off like that.
True.
Chances are that dissatisfaction would have been addressed, and they could be working with it while they're being an accountant.
Exactly.
You know, it doesn't have to be that horrific. And right now, employers are struggling to find good people and stick with them.
Well, not only that, but people think it's either this way or this way.
Exactly.
And that there's no in between. I'm going to say it like that.
Well, exactly. But I just wanted to say that with all that said, there are still times that the emotional story of someone is so horrific
mm-hmm.
that it doesn't fit in the company and they need to be fired.
Yes,
so
that's
true. I would say that, you know, you want to maintain your staff and have continuity. It really helps with your productivity over a long period of time.
Yes.
But there's times where you just have to say, this isn't working.
Yeah.
You know, so here's the other thing. You'll find with the knowledge of the Enneagram, when the clearings and meditation, then you have a language to talk to your employees.
Mm-hmm.
So if you start talking about the Enneagram, if people start understanding what their Enneagram type is, then if some employee is needs to be counseled,
yes,
you have a language.
Okay.
That can be very productive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as a six, you're struggling to feel secure, I know, but you know, you're doing these behaviors and it's not working. Can we do some clearings? Can we do some meditations to help you with that?
Yes.
That's very productive. On the other hand, you know, employees often say, well, you know, you've been late all this time, or you're struggling, you know, you're not doing this right. Cut it out. Basically, that's how an employer
true
counsels someone. You're doing this, you're not supposed to do it, cut it out.
Yes.
You know, and people don't.
But that doesn't stop someone. The truth is, it doesn't stop someone from that behavior.
Yes.
Because that behavior comes from traumas and dramas and chaos from when you were a child.
Now, if you're an air traffic controller or 911 operator,
okay,
being late to work is a big deal.
It is.
You know, some places it's not a big deal, but it's made to be a big deal.
Right.
You know, it all depends. But of course, context is everything.
Right.
So, but it's, you know, having that language is really very, very important.
Okay. So, you know, Jason, I want to address the perfectionism. Some people have the ability to do perfection. It is part of their training. And the problem is that they put people down that work right next to them that don't do perfection.
Well, that's where the Enneagram can be really positive.
Exactly. That's
like
where
a
I was
one
going.
Is into perfectionism. You know, yes. A seven may not.
Right.
They're just different styles. And if they can find a way to peacefully coexist, they can talk about it.
Exactly.
You know, here's the thing. You always have to start with yourself first.
Yes.
You always have to start with yourself. And if it's your business, start with yourself first. You can't
expect your employees.
Yes. To do it and mm-hmm. not you doing it.
Yes, exactly. So Jason, let's talk about the key points and then let's tell everyone how to do the clearing.
The age of Aquarius is a time for innovative approaches with employees, meditations, etc.
Correct.
The Enneagram typing for yourself and key employees will provide important information for productivity and other aspects of business.
Okay.
You always have to start learning about your emotional story and your Enneagram type, which starts with yourself.
Yes.
And the ecosystem approach teaches you to start with yourself and learn your emotional story so you can help others going forward.
Love it. Okay. So, Jason, let's tell everyone, for those of you who know how to do the clearing, just follow along. Thank you very much. And for those of you who have joined us for the very first time, this is where we're going to tell you how we actually do the ecosystem approach. And by the way, to me, this is just fun.
It's very simple. You
yes,
can stand, walk,
sit
down. You don't have to sit in a reverence position. You don't have to be in the lotus position. You can slouch. You can lean back in your chair. You can
correct.
Be in a lounge chair. A lot of people do it while they're moving.
Yes.
Or doing some other mindless activity like washing dishes or
yes.
you know, something like that, cleaning
yes.
house.
Yes.
So when we say to eliminate, just in your mind's eye, picture gathering up those energies of whatever we're eliminating.
Correct.
It could be an emotion. It could be veils and illusions. It
yes.
could be barriers.
Yes.
Gather that up and blow it into the processor. I know Jacob's putting the processor up on the screen. That's what it looks like. If you're listening to this on a podcast, a recorded podcast, go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up for our free section.
Correct.
And there's not only a picture of the processor there, but you can download it and print it out and
yes.
put it on your table so you can visualize
yes.
it.
And use it. I can't recommend enough for people to use it every single day. It will make a difference in your life. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to do clearings to help you with your personal emotional story and your personal productivity. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is Courtney Cottrell, host of Unapologetically Favorite on Transformation Talk Radio, here to give you some tips on how you can move your life forward if you're feeling stuck by using the GROW model. First, use the letter G to write down the goal that you ultimately want to achieve, whether it's working out 1 hour a day or working towards a promotion at work. Second, using the letter R, think realistically about the roadblock that is currently holding you back from accomplishing your goals. Third, use the letter O. Think about the options or opportunities that will help you in achieving your goal. What can you change in your daily routine that will help you move closer to achieving your goal? Fourth, use the letter W to discover your will and make a true commitment to achieving your goal by writing down a completion date. Once you've reached your goal, celebrate your accomplishment. You are capable of achieving anything you set your mind to. Never give up and keep being unapologetically you.
Are you curious about who the Holy Spirit is, or whether or not the Holy Spirit is real, and even more so, how to connect with an invisible God on a deeper level? Join me, Dr. Lisa Kohut, on Making the Holy Spirit Famous every second and fourth Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Central Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to begin that relationship, to begin to deepen your relationship with the Holy Spirit. To work with me, go to HolySpiritCoach.com. See you soon.
Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Join Erica Gifford Mills in her signature series, The Rooted Life. This virtual 12-week series will equip, empower, and enlighten you. This is a coaching series that allows both group and individual work. 12 weekly, 1-hour sessions in the comfort of your own home. Schedule your free Empower Hour now at GetRootedRadio.com. That is GetRootedRadio.com.
Are you wanting more for your life? Are you ready to create your life with confidence and contribution? We all have a gift to give to the world. Becoming you is that gift. In order to truly live your life, you have to become you on purpose and with intention. Leah Rowling supports you in becoming you using the B Method, consistently producing results for hundreds of entrepreneurs and business owners. For more information, visit leahrowling.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to do clearings to help you with your personal emotional story and your personal productivity. So, Jason, you ready to get started?
Here we go. Okay. I direct all my resources and all dimensions to eliminate the barrier so I can see that my emotional story affects my personal productivity. Take a breath. Gather up those barriers. Blow them into the processor.
Nice. Now we're going to shorten it just a little bit. The effect is still the same. And to eliminate the barrier so I can see that this is I'm the boss or the parent in my family. My emotional story affects everyone. Take a nice breath and blow that negative energy out that's blocking you. Start with you. You are the most important right now. Go ahead.
And to eliminate the intense feelings of worry, anxiety, and hate I have that affects my productivity.
Mm-hmm.
Take a breath.
You know, I have to say this, that particular one, what I see is that those negative emotions, they're us getting in our own way as opposed to clearing them. Yes. So with that said, and to eliminate any feelings of fear and hurt and shame about any part of my life that affects my productivity. Take a nice breath and blow it out.
And to eliminate the barriers, so I can see in the age of Aquarius, it's time for meditations in the workplace and energy techniques.
Yes. Take a breath. And here's another one, very much on the same line. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that my Enneagram type is the key to my emotional story. Take a nice breath.
And to eliminate any feelings of fear and terror that I have about looking at my emotional story and how it affects me.
Take a breath. And to eliminate the barrier so I can see that similar traumas can affect different people differently. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any intense anger, resentment I have because of the need to get personal with people that is in a way that's uncomfortable for me.
Take a breath. And to eliminate any resistance I have to uncovering my emotional story first and working with my Enneagram type first. Take a breath. By the way, that made a huge difference in my life, truly.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that if I'm the boss, my emotional story can affect everyone else.
Yes.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate the hate and anger I have about emotional people because they get in my way. Huh? Take a breath. And I'm going to add one. And to eliminate being that emotional person that gets in other people's way, I release and let go that old pattern and programming. It doesn't serve me. Breathe.
And to eliminate any numbness or blocks I have to my emotions and other people's emotions because they seem to block my productivity.
Yes. And to eliminate the barriers so I can see the negative energy that affects everyone's productivity around me. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see the blocks from the emotional story can be cleared
And changed. I love it. I didn't talk about it before, but I'm going to talk about it now. Life force energy is the most powerful energy that any of us has access to. And we show you how to use it right here and now. Follow along. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can use life force energy for all that I need, want, desire, and deserve starting right now, today, in my highest and best interest first. Nice and easy. Take a breath and blow out any negative energy that's hanging out.
And to activate life force so I can have hope to use my emotional story to change and better my productivity.
Take a breath. You know, I have to say this. After I learned about the Enneagram and changing my emotional story, when I changed the energy of jealousy, it changed everything in my life. Everything. I didn't realize how much I was using jealousy, but I was also taught to use jealousy.
I guarantee you, for any business person out there, the emotions of neediness, jealousy and competition,
yes,
hurt and pain, mm-hmm, unworthiness, all those emotions that come to work are huge costs to you personally,
yes,
because they affect the the productivity of all your employees.
Exactly.
So if you start to clear them, oh my gosh,
yes,
possibilities are pretty significant.
Well, they're not only significant, but endless.
Yes.
So, and to activate life force, so I can trust and understand that helping others with their emotional story makes them feel valued. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can decide to see my emotional story and Enneagram type as a way to make my life better.
Exactly. Take a breath. And last one. And to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy and creative and have the ability to do healing, but also have the ability to see what and who and why is in my highest and best interest and start using the Enneagram, start using the ecosystem approach to get rid of all of those negative energies that are blocking me several times a day, not just once, but several. Take a breath, easy, easy. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
The title of next week's show is Family Terrorism.
Oh.
And that sounds like a weird juxtaposition. But the truth is, after 20 years of doing this work, and we're seeing it more and more, it's not getting better.
Nope.
But the terroristic attacks that happen within the family, within the people that are really close to you,
yes,
is becoming more and more prevalent.
Yes.
And we've heard about how awful terrorism is and things
like
that. I mean,
we've seen it, yes.
We're going to start unpacking that and say, okay, what are some of the things that happen in your own family?
Well, and here's my suggestion. During this week, start looking at what kind of terrorism is in your family. How did or does it affect you even today? And by the way, I can say for myself personally, family terrorism, I didn't believe it when I first heard it, but I see how predominant it was in my family personally. And that's not acceptable to me anymore.
Yeah.
So, Jason, anything else you want to say about that?
Well, I think that, chances are this a lot to do with business productivity too.
Yes, it does.
These same characteristics that people learn in their family.
Yes.
That are like a terrorist.
They take them to work.
They take them to work. Oh my gosh.
And it doesn't. And by the way, what we're saying, the bottom line here is we're saying that terrorism of any kind is no longer acceptable. And we're going to show you how next week, how to see it and also get rid of it. And by the way, it's amazing once you start getting rid of that perspective, even, well, especially for yourself.
We see it as negative energy.
And yes, we do.
So if today's show has touched you in some way, if something just made your hair in the back of your head stand up, or you, that little buzz in your heart that
yes.
you got, you know, this is an indication, it's a sign that the ecosystem approach is for you.
Yes.
And this is how you do it. This is what you do. All you have to do is listen to our show every week, mm-hmm. And then go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org,
yeah.
Sign up for our free section,
mm-hmm.
because every week you'll get a little blurb about a few paragraphs about the show,
yes.
the topic of the show, and then the clearings are all written out for you.
Yeah.
So you can put them on your phone. And because the more clearings that you do, the better it is.
And it's okay to do them over and over and over again.
It's cumulative.
Yes.
And it really works. People are having amazing effects. We got someone told us the other day that they've been doing this for a while and they really see a big difference.
Yes.
So start there. Go to our Facebook page,
okay.
theecosystemapproach.org. And that's where you can see our videos.
Yes.
And if you want to see us in person, you can see us that way.
Mm-hmm.
And all the little looks that Patricia gives me during the show, you can see that on video. Yes. So be sure and do that. And if you'd like to leave a comment there, you can do that too.
Okay. So the other thing is that if you, in the comment at hello at the ecosystem approach.
You can send us an email.
Oh, I see.
You send us an email at hello@theecosystemapproach.org if you want to, if you have a request for a certain topic or whatever.
Correct.
If we can.
Questions, ask us. We'd love to help you out. So we'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.